You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. On the phone line with us to take a look at the futures markets, as usual for a Tuesday afternoon, Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Tell me about the marketplace in Chicago. Looked like it was quiet, at least at the end of the day.
The end of the day was quiet. We had a little reaction higher late overnight and early morning, and when we first come in this morning, then we seemed to sell off a little bit when we reopened, and then we bounced back a little bit again. All of this on the ideas of, maybe it was a little overdone to the downside a little bit, number one, maybe rain in some areas, and then the ideas that, it looks like we were in the Eastern Corn Belt going to be able to get back in the field this morning again, and planning to proceed as thought about. So thin trade, but a little bit more to the negative side on all the new crop stuff, and it's the old crop, corn and beans, that are trying to pull the new crop up just a little.
Eastern Corn Belt was in or not, in your opinion? The field, that is.
In the field? Had to run to the bank at noon today, saw three tractors in the field and two planters going.
All
so
right,
at least in Newmarket, we're in the field.
I saw a tweet from Chip Flory from his part of the world, that's in Cedar Falls, Iowa, said that everybody was going this afternoon, and it finally looked like spring, though it's kind of late for spring. but I guess Iowa has finally arrived as well. What do you think producers will be able to do over the next week? The weather forecast good enough, you think they'll be able to run most of the time or not?
Well, I think, basically, at least in our area here, we've got a day and a half before any more rain's supposed to come back in on us, and they're going to be putting corn in the ground really fast. I mean, I think it's going to be caught up faster than you'd think. We did get more corn in the ground, I think, here than over in your area over the Friday, Saturday of last weekend. So, I think we're going to make some real good progress along the way. It depends on which weather model you look at, how much rain we're going to get the Thursday through Saturday time period, but that'll be a slowdown period probably for sure in some areas. But, we're going to get back in the field, and I think we're going to get a good share of this crop planted. We could still lose a million or 2 acres of corn that was forecast to be in corn that's going to go to something else. But all in all, we're going to get a pretty good corn crop in the ground.
Yeah, I made a little loop outside of town this morning, went about, 4 or 5 miles to the south of town, and then probably 15 or 20 total. There's nothing planted here, and there won't be for a while. It's just terribly wet, although Champaign County is a little muddy to begin with. Kind of boggy, actually.
Heavier ground.
Yes, heavy would be, that would be a light version of it, I suppose.
There you go. We had a little more sand over in our area, a little more clayish color. Yours is a little darker color.
Yeah, it tends to be pretty black. It tends to be awfully good earth, but she doesn't dry out very fast here. So they'll be waiting for a bit. I know in Logan County they have moved just a bit. Some planting has taken place there, but we'll see how things move over the next week or so. Washington, D.C., another thing that's happening, lots of stuff going on the Hill. Next week, it looks like Farm Bill will be up, both in the House and the Senate. That might be interesting to watch. I don't know that they have a lot of impact on the futures market, but certainly on the back pocket of farmers, I would guess.
You know, it's going to be a big deal in how they handle the food stamps bit here, Todd. I mean, what can they agree on and what can they not? Everybody's agreed that they're probably going to make some cuts to the actual farmers' part of the ag budget or the Farm Bill, and they probably, that would be okay along the way here, but we don't want to do it all at the expense of leaving the food stamps all alone.
Anything that you've been watching on the global and world side that is of interest?
Well, it seems like we've settled down a little bit. Our crude oil took a real jump beginning of the week and seemed to have the energies hopping when Israel sort of took some offensive action on Syria there. And that seems to have settled down to a degree now, and we seem to see crude and the fuel oils backing down a little bit, and I think that's a good thing.
All right. Anything else before I let you go for the afternoon?
That's about it today, Todd.
Hey, thank you so much.
All right.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities. He's in Newmarket, Indiana, joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon. If